Okay, here's some questions about the farm and the ranch.
Okay.
what do you call a fence that you can sit on? It maybe has, like, you know, it has poles and then poles that go crosswise, so it's very easy to sit on. What do you call those?
Which is, those kind of fences are rare around here because there's no trees. Rail fence.
Okay. Now, let's see, you put the cow out to
pasture.
And farmers grow crops in a large area of land called a
field.
What would a farmer keep hay in?
Usually in a barn.
What about corn?
In a crib.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a go devil?
Not really in connection with farming.
Have you heard about it in connection with anything else?
Well, fireworks or some kinds of little appliances, you know, like for a weed eater or, you know, some...
Oh, so like a commercial name.
Yeah,
okay.
Right, yeah.
What would you put on a horse so it could eat oats?
A halter?
You put some sort of thing on it.
A feed bag.
And now, did you ride horses?
Quite a lot when I was growing up.
Well, maybe you know the answers to these questions. Let's see. What kinds of parts of the bridle can you identify for me?
Well, there is the bit and the reins and the headband. And
what's this thing right here?
Yeah, right. Throat latch, I think we called it.
Okay. What's this part right here?
Yeah, I don't remember that, but I'm sure we must have had a name for that.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really
we didn't use it. See, this one has a double, a bit with two reins. This one pulled on the horse's mouth, and this one just lifted his head. And we used a snaffle type bridle around here.
The other picture is a picture of a Western saddle. Did you ride Western?
Right. The pommel is this piece here, the horn, the stirrups, the cinch, the seat.
Do you know the name of this part back here?
I did know. I forgot what that is.
Does it have a special purpose, this back part? Or is it just back support?
Well, it's back support and the... There are many different configurations on saddles. A roping saddle, or in other words, many varieties of saddles, depending on what the purpose of your horseback ride is. In other words, also the horn. Some of them are, and the pommels. Some pommels are spread real wide and actually kind of almost come around and holds your hips or your groin in place. And others are pretty, just, you know, narrow like that. And the others that kind of come out like this. A cowboy that's doing roping and that's riding in rough country, he wants one that comes out like this, that's actually holding him in place.
Right. What's this part right here? This
Well, this is called a skirt, and I don't remember what they called that part.
It might even have a Mexican term.
Oh, every piece of this saddle does, and the horn on a Mexican saddle is a big old thing like this, whereas our horns are fairly narrow, really used to be able to tie a rope around. I'm not sure why the Mexicans evolved with this big flat horn.
I wonder if it was because they used it for the same purpose, maybe, but they developed the first roping saddles, and maybe that was like the prototype, and then it got smaller.
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know. That's interesting.